about as
common as we can. Yeah, well, we have people that had pretty good breeding, and didn't make a difference whether that breeding was from German accent, you know, from the Scotch. Maybe from good breeding, but he's just no good.
Common.
No respect for himself.
Not trustworthy.
Not trustworthy, no respect. Well, look at Earl.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily breeding. Not always.
Some people are common and have no ambition to improve themselves. That's the time. Or could improve themselves if they want to, but they don't want to.
We call them common.
Did you ever use it in the sense of he's just an average, ordinary fellow? He's just a common fellow?
Yeah. That'd be a different category. If he's just an ordinary or common fellow, that didn't mean that he's common.
We use the word common, like I said, someone who doesn't have much respect for himself or his friends or his neighbors or his family or no ambition.
How would you interpret the sentence, old Earl just as common as he can be?
Well, in Earl's case,
or somebody who didn't know who Earl was.
Yeah.
he's a little careless with the truth.
Very careless with the truth.
Can't be trusted. Beat you if he gets a chance. That's what his brother tells me. I don't know. He has never beaten me out of any time.
My grandmother
grew up with him. Always treated me.
Yeah, I know, but he sure went to the dogs. So.
My grandmother, when she was using that word in a derogatory sense, there was usually very little question about what she meant, because she'd say something like, well, that girl's just as common as gully dirt. Have you ever heard it put that way?
As what?
So-and-so just as common as gully dirt?
No, never heard
it. I would know what you're talking about. But
no problem.
Now, where you are, what I've heard is common as pig tracks.
As pig tracks.
And
yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that.
As gully dirt, no, I would know what we call it, common as pig tracks.
I've heard that.
We would use that expression instead of that belly dirt, we would call pig tracks. That's just a difference.
Well, now let's talk about what Luke saying. This fellow is common because of his. He just can't be trusted. He gets a chance. Grew up with him. More or less a relationship.
Can't help that.
He has all the family information he got, so he can get you anywhere he can get you. Very intelligent.
Oh, he's very smart. Oh, he's part of the lawyer.
He's not twice as large as you.
You
got
a weight problem.
He's got a weight problem.
Yeah, he's very brilliant.
That's one way from common. I've got no respect for himself if he did anybody. Tell the truth, and I'm going to be there, but even his own family, they have not been.
While we're on the subject, let me skip ahead.
Now, that's one term, common.
Yeah, right.
That, and another fellow, I'm not going to respect for himself, his family, and the way he dresses, the way he acts, and you know, like this other fellow, he's going to sit around and call a bottle of beer, and day in and day out.
But you know, you could use the word name as common, you could say, well, he's an ordinary common fellow just like us.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's not a...
Like I said, you would be just an average, ordinary...
Just average, ordinary. We would say an average, ordinary man ordinary common man just like we are. But that, we'd use that expression, which we didn't mean he was common. But just because he's an ordinary, average man. Average
just
person.
A common man. Some of the politicians I refer to say a common man. I think Jimmy used that quite a bit. Lyndon Johnson used it quite a bit.